We are on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. Tana Rabbanan Hamatznia Keitzaysov Uzchukiyaysov Leseich Keisel Shal Chavere. A person had Keitzim and Zchukis and glass, thorns and glass, and he went and he was matzniyah this, the seich kaisel shal chaveri. He stuck this into the kaisel. Ubo bal kaisel besosa kaisole. The bal kaisel came, and he was seiser the kaisel. Vinofal l'rishus harabim, and ayidei stiris hakaisel. So the kaitzim, which were hidden in this kaisel, fell into the Rishus HaRabim. Vehiziku, and they were mazik. Chayev hamatznia. So the matznia is chayev for the zekis, which will come about to these kaitzim, which find themselves now in the Rishus HaRabim. Before we go into the sugya, we have to realize we have here a boir b'rishus harabim that was created through two people. There was the matznia that put the kaitzim into the kaisel, and therefore, through his atzno, when the bala kaisel was saisa kaisolai. So there are kaitzim b'rishus harabim. But le'idach kisa, we have to understand that the one who was misaviv that his kaitzim should now be b'rishus harabim is the Baal HaKaisel Ayidei Stiras Kaisoloi. So be'etzim, we have two shutfim in this hezek. And the din is, who's responsible for this bir, which was created, al yedei shneihem, which finds itself now under Rishus HaRabim. So the Baraisa says, chayev hamatznia. The matznia takes the responsibility of these kaitzim, which are now Rishus HaRabim, are only there because he was matzniya this kaisim in the kaisel. Omar Rabbi Yechanin. So Rabbi Yechanin said, it depends. Loishanu elo bekaisel ro'ua. If the kaisel was a kaisel ro'ua, there was a kaisel that's oimed lisase. So then the matzniya should have realized that putting these kaitzim into a kaisel does not ensure that these kaitzim will be shomer mehilach harabim, since this kaisel is oimed lisasa. So memele, this is not considered that he had created a shmire for his kaitzim. So therefore, when the bala kaisel is saisa the kaisel, so he is chayiv. Avol bekaisel bori. But what is if the matznia put his kaitzim in a kaisel bori? So he rightfully assumed that this is a perfect shmire for his kaitzim, because this kaisel will not be nista, a kaisel bori is not oimedli sosel to be thrown down. So he made a shmire for his kaitzim. So then we consider, so who is the balabur? The balabur is the saisera kaisel. Through his actions, there are now kaitzim b'rishus harabim. Avo b'kaisel bori amatzniya poter v'chayiv bala kaisel.
Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Bekoisel Ruwa, Dahavalei Lematznia La Sukeya Daite. The Matznia should have thought, should have realized, Shekoisel Za Oimed Lesosroi, that this Koisel is not a Shmire for his Koitzim, it's a Koisel Ruwa, and it's Oimed Lesosroi. So therefore, he did not make a proper shmire by putting his koitzim in the koisel. But a koisel bori, v'chayev bala koisel, v'havalei la'atzne'inu, he saw the koitzim in the rishus haram, so he should have got rid of them, he should have covered them, hidden them. So then we consider, by a koisel bori, we consider that the bala koisel, the soisera koisel, he's considered the koira bori. Let us go further in the Gemara. Omar Ravine. So Ravine said, from the first halacha, that by a koisel ru'ua, the matznia is chayiv. Zoisei meres, from this we can derive a different aloche. A machase boiroi bedolyoi shel chaveroi. A person dug a boir b'rshus haram. Then he realized that this is a dangerous Takola that he had created. He made a boir b'rshus haram. So he took the akisei boir shel chaveroi and covered his boir with this, figuring that he was mekayim v'lo yechasenu. Ki yiftach ish boir v'chiyich ish boir v'lo yechasenu. The chiyiv is, if he didn't cover it, he covered Baruch Hashem the boir. Or bo baldly, now the owner of this cover comes, and he's fuming, he took his dli, his cover, and he covered, Reuven took Shimon's cover and covered Reuven's bow with it. V'notal dolyoy, so he took back his cover. By taking back his cover, he was now megale amachusa dikebor. So one could think that this is considered v'chi yiftach ish boir. There was a covered boir, and he uncovered the boir by taking the cover off. So Ravine said, but we have a similar case in the Baraisa. A person was matzniya, Reuven was matzniya koitzim b'koisolei shel Shimon. So the koisel of Shimon was a shmire for the koitzim of Reuven. And now Shimon goes and is soiser the koisel, which he has full right to do. The koisel itself is a dangerous object, so he soisa the koisel. And by being soisa the koisel, the koitzim of Reuven become nispazo b'shus harab. So it says in the Baraisa that the matzniya is chayiv. So who had in hoche, the one who took the, even though the Baal Hadli was Mechasa the Boer, was Megala the Boer. So this is the same thing, like the Baal HaKoisel was also Megala the Koitzim. And just like there it says, so even though the direct cause of the Hezek came through the Stira from the Baal HaKoisel, Afal Pikain, the Matzni is Chayiv. So who adin hoche, even though the direct cause of the takole came through the netilas hadli of the baladli, afalpi came the choifer haboir is chayv, just like the matzni is chayv. So the Gemara asks pshite. So this is mamish the same thing. What is the difference between your case of taking off a dli, or the case of the baraisa being soisa a kaisel? In both cases, there was a mazik with a shmire, and the owner of the shmire took away the shmire. So what is the chiddush of Ravina? So the Gemara says, without Ravina, I would differentiate between the case of the Baraisa and the case of the Dli. Maudetame, hosam hu deloi havi yodalei deloi de. In the case of the Baraisa, someone put koitzim in my koisel. I haven't the faintest idea who was the one that put in these koitzim. So memela, we consider him the Baal Haboir, because he made a shmira klusha by putting it into the kaisel. So therefore, he's chayev. But it'd be a svara to say, but since the Baal HaKoytzim is unaware that his koytzim are now b'shus haram, so we would be miyaches the boyer to the soyser HaKoytzim. Because Lemaise, the Baal HaKoytzim, is unaware that now his Koytzim are in this Pazel B'Shusara. And you know about it, so you should tell him. But there, by Koytzim, he can't tell him, because he doesn't know who the Baal HaKoytzim was. So you put in Koytzim in a Koytzim, without the Baal HaKoytzim having any inkling who the Baal HaKoytzim is. So the Baal HaKoytzim is ichanat mechuyev in the Kriyas HaBoyer, because we consider that you are the Koyre Boyer by putting the Koytzim in a Koytzim that's Oymed Lisosa. And there's no obligation on the Baal HaKoytzim to be Maidiyah you. Avol hoche diyodale, but here the case of Ravine, we're speaking about Ruven da Gabor b'shus haram. He's using the Boyer Mestama for some purpose, and in order to ensure it shouldn't be mazik, so Ruven took the kisui of Shimon and covered his Boyer with Shimon's kisui. So there could be a svara to say that you are considered kolzman, the Baal HaBoyer is unaware that his boyer was nisgala. So then you are considered the Baal HaBoyer. You're responsible, because you know that there's a takola, and he doesn't know. So al koponim, you should have told him. So we would consider you a Baal HaBoyer. Kozman, you don't tell him. After you tell him. So then there's a greater responsibility on him than on you. But al koponim was mutl on you to tell him. So we should be miyaches the Bayer Megula at the present time to you, because you made the Takola without informing him that a Takola was made. So that's how I would understand that the Locha should be by Dili. I would say that that there's a difference between Koitzim and Li. By Koitzim, there's no Tviya on the Bala Koisel whatsoever. By Dli, there is a Tviya on the Bal Hadli. Good, you can take your Dli, but inform him that the Beir is Megula, that he should cover it properly. By not informing him, so we should consider that Basher Husham, you are responsible for the Takola which finds itself now in the Rishus HaRab. Kamash Melon, so that was the Chiddush of Ravine, that even though I could be Maidia him, and I wasn't Maidia him, it's considered that the Boyer was made through him, and I have no responsibility whatsoever on this Boyer, even though it was Nizgala al Yodi. Now let us see Rashi. B'doyoy shel chaveroy, kisui Boyer shel chaveroy, chayev bal haboyer, kedamrinen b'matzniya koitzoysov, dahainu boyer. So Rashi explains the comparison. He says, the Baraisa says, when a person is matzniya koitzoysov, dahainu boyer, he was koira boyer, b'koysol ro'ua shel chaveroy, b'sosor ze es koysoloy. So the Kaisel was a Shmire for his Boer. The Chayev of Matzniyeh, Bochenami, Iboile Lasuki Adaitoi Sheze Yitel Es Dolyoi. So it's considered you made a Boer without a proper Shmire. So therefore, you're responsible for the Hezekis that occurred. So the Gemara says, Pshite hihi, umay ashmina ravina, what is the chiddush of ravina? So Gemara says, ma de teima leidomi. The hosam ishamochi leke lechiyuve lebal koisel. There we can't be mechayiv the bal koisel. The lei havi yod lei lematsniya de leide. So therefore, we can't be miyaches the takola to him. He wasn't mechuyev to leave the kaisel ruah standing, and he had no eitzah how to be mediyah the bala kaitzim. So therefore, he's not responsible for the kaitzim which were nispaza al yodai b'shus haram. The le'av yodai le'la matznia, he didn't know who the matznia was, the le'idei she'yovei v'yitol ke'tsoysov. Avol bala d'li di yoda le'bala b'yo. He boi le'idei shu'neitel es do'yoy. That means, so tell him you're taking the d'li, so there'll be a new d'li put on the b'yo. That what a dli was not put on the bear, that's your responsibility. He doesn't know that you took away your dli. Ashmina ravino de lav hainu taime. This is not the reason of koitzim. Not the reason of koitzim is because the bala koisel did not have any oifen to be misalik the takola. Afilu, one has a noifen to be misalik the takola, is not mechuyev to do so. Now, I would like to mention a few ha'oris. Number one, Rashi says, Chayev Balaber, Kidamrinon Bematnia Kitsoisov, Dahainu Boer, Bekoisel Roua Shel Chaveroi. Be Emerson, the Zamachloikis, and Dachsermer, the Rosh is Choylik on Rashi. When do we consider the Bala Koitzim was Koire the Boer? Do we consider he's a Koire Boer when he puts it into the Koisel? Since the Koisel is Oimedli Soser, so it's considered that he's now a Koire Boer, the Kriyas HaBoer is now. Or do we say the Kriyas HaBoer is when it falls into the Rishus HaRab? And my responsibility is, I wasn't careful to watch it, and I should have realized that it's going to fall into the Rishus HaRab. So the Nefila Teich Rishus HaRab is like a Ruach Metzuya, and I'm responsible for whatever the Ruach Metzuyah does is Kilu, I did it. And we had mentioned on the Heyamid Beis, Pemison, there was two Mahalchem in Taisvis. When do I assume the Kriyas Boer was? Do I assume the Kriyas Boer was when it landed by Taisvis is speaking about Avnoi Besakine Besoi Shenichi Beresh Gagoi? The Nofal, the Ruach Metzuya, when am I considered the Koire Boer? Am I considered a Koire Boer when I put it on the Gag? Or am I considered a Koire Boer when the Ruach Metzuya blows it off into the Rishus HaRab? And Bemison, let us just see for 1 minute on the Vova Medalev. So Rashi on the Vova Medalev seems to say, Rashi Dibra Masel Hainu Boer, which is a little bit before the middle of the Omid, Hainu Boer, the Gemara said if a person put Avnei Sakinei Masoi Boroi Shagag, Hainu Boer. So this is considered a Boer. So Rashi Firzois, why is this a Boer? Donami Trilis Asiyoson Lunezek. So Rashi says, because Boer is Trilis Asiyoson Lunezek, the Chaymer of Boer is that when the minute the Boer is made, it is Oymed Lahazik. There is no other Mazik that has this characteristic, shoyer, it has to be hungry to eat, it has to be fidgety to start walking. It's not oimed lahazik as soon as it's created. But this is tchila, boir is tchila sasayos and lenezik, it's oimed to bal to be mazik. So Rashi says, why? The Hava Leila Suke Adaitai De Seifei Lipel Beruach Metzuya. So Rashi seems to hold, like Rashi says by us, the Kriyas HaBoer is on the Gag. So Rashi had a problem. So why is that called Tchilas HaSeyos HaLonezek? I made a Boer, which is not Oymed Lahazik. So Rashi says, Dainami Trilas Asiosal and Ezek Tavlasuki Adaiti, the Seifei Lipel, but it's going to fall. So that's called, the Asiya and the Gag is, since it's going to fall, that's called Trilas Asiosal and Ezek. If we would learn that the Kriyas HaBoer is after it falls, so then you don't have to give explanations why it's Trilas Asiosal and Ezek. I made a Boer. That's Oymed Lahazik, but the Kriyas HaBoer is when it is Bershus HaRab. And Tosfos on Daf Hei Amud Beis, Takya seems to say differently. Tosfos Tosfos says in the Divamasal Kishodis, Afal Gav the Koyach Acher Mu'urev Boy, Cheshuvim ki ilu ba'atzmoy oise esaber hazebeloi koyachach. So Tosfos says, even though the boyer was created through a koyachach, we consider kilu ba'atzmoy oise esaber hazebeloi koyachach, like he's making the boyer without a koyachach. So Tosfos seems to be saying that the kriya saber is b'shus harabim. And I consider that what the Ruach Mitzuya did is Keilu, he did it. So it's considered that he made a Boir B'Shus Harab. And Rashi seems to be saying he made a Boir on top of the Gag, but it's considered Tchilas HaSiyosol HaNezik HaTzayimid LaHazik Dabla Yisuki Adaiti V'Seifo Liper B'Ruach Mitzuya. Bal Kaponim, the Divrei Yecheskel speaks about this Chakira. He also says Rashi holds that the Kriya Saber is Baroi Shagag, but Achmer is Mavur, Klor, I don't think he brings this Rashi. Rashi says Klove Kedamrine Bamatnike Tsoisov Dahainu Boir. Rashi seems to spell it out that when he's Matsniya the Koitzim in the Koisel, that's called he made a Boir. I'd like to say over the lotion of the Tosfos Rid and Asugir. In Dach Sechmir, to the Tosfos Rid we'll get a clarkite in the Sugir. The Tosfos Rid says as follows. Kol heiche dahavi koisel ruwa. When there is a koisel ruwa, the ike pshiye gabe matznia. So the one who put the koitzim into this koisel, he's called a pesheya. Shehu horishain. He was the first one. He was the one that started the asiyas haber, the asiyas hatakola. It was a peshiya. This is not a insurance that the koitzim will not get to the reshus haram, since it's a koisel ruwa. Zokta Tosfos Rid, afal pi, sheze hasoisa nami posha. So he says, even though the person who was Saisa the Kaisel is also a Peshaya. Now this is a very important Nikude, that the Tosfos Rid looked at the situation. We cannot say that the Saisa HaKaisel is he's innocent completely. He, Bepoyel, was the one that was Mesabev that there should be Kaitzim Bushus Haram. The Havalei Le'iyuni, he should have looked what he's doing. He's being Saisa the Kaisel. And by doing this, he's spreading out Koitzim in the Rishus Haram. So there's an Afalpi, Abobosa Gormosa Shal Rishain Ozlina. But we look at what the Gormosa Shal Rishain. Because it seems he's a bigger Peshaya. He kepshiya gabi matzniya. Aval bekoisel bori, the lack of pshiya gabi matzniya. Now, a koisel bori, if will klara shaila was the matzniya Peshaya, he would say he wasn't a Peshaya. Because he put it in a mokim, which I can assume that it's going to remain there. So he made a good shmiratis kaitzim, ozlinin basel pshia desaisa. So then we go basel the pshia desaisa. So the Taisus Rit puts it, theoretically, both are poishim. Both were misaviv that there should be a bir b'shus harab. But who is considered the baal habir? Who's responsible for the zekis that the bir created, that came about through the bir? That is through the greater peisheya. So by a kaisel ro'ua, the matzni is a greater peisheya. He put his kaitzim in a mokim. He put his kaitzim in a mokim, which he should have realized is not a secure insurance that his kaitzim will not get into the shus harabim, since it's a kaitzel ruah. Now, that's the meditation's rid is going back now on the kaitzel ruah. Va'af al gav dero oison. Now, by the kaitzel ruah, the person, the bala kaitzel, sees kaitzim, he saiser his kaitzel, and he sees kaitzim in the middle of the Rishus Rav. He's aware of it. Potter. He's potter. Even though he realizes that his actions were misaviv, that there should be kaitzim b'Rishus Rav. So the Taisus Rit says, Shohu miskaven lister es kaisoli. He didn't have an intent to make a bir b'shus harabim. He wanted to be seiser his kaisel, umealeyem naflu. That means they fell, that through this act of stiris kaisoloi, they fell into the rishus harabim. But we don't consider him a kaire bir. V'chein muchach midemedame lemechasa boirei bedolye shel chaveroi. The same thing when the person took away his dli, he's very well aware that there's an open boir there. It's not a chiddush to him. By taking away his dli, he's leaving a dangerous takola b'rishus harabim. Va'af al pikein, he is potter because he didn't have an intent. He didn't have an intent to be megala ber b'shus harabim. His intent wants to take his dli. So therefore, we are not miyaches the takol of the boyer to the baladli. Ochinami potter bala kaisel. He didn't have an intent to make kaitzim b'shus harabim. He wanted to be seiser his kaisel, and me'elov they fell in. Ve'ein ze oise boir b'yodayim. Zogt Taisus Rit weiter. We don't consider he made a boir b'yodayim. The loitovsom v'hishlichom l'rshus harabim. That means if a person would put kaitzim in a kaisel ru'ua, and the bala kaisel would be angry at the bala kaisel, but right, you have to put it into my kaisel, and he'll go and take out those kaitzim and throw them in the rishus haram. So then the mashlich will be chayiv. Then because then it's called, you made the bird. Zichri, he had no right to put it into your kaisel. It's not considered a proper shmira, but you made the bird by taking the kaitzim out of your kaisel and throwing him into the rishus harabim. You made the bird. But over here, it's not, we don't consider I made the bird. I have a kaisel which I have to be so. And Memela, through the stira, it came out that a boil was nischadish b'rishus harabim. So then we look at the Ika Peisheya, and Ika Peisheya was the Baal HaKoytzim. Elohum iskaven listai kaisoloi. Ve'hein noiflim me'aleyem. He is, I don't consider him a kaira boyer, I consider him, he's soisa kaisala, ve'hein noiflim aleyem, umi hiskikai litroyach, ve'boyer sha'osu acherem. Why should he be responsible for the boyer that someone else made? That is, if there's someone else who can claim responsibility, and that's by a kaisel ruah. By a kaisel bori, then there's no one, the bala kaitzim is not responsible at all. He made a proper shmira. So even though we have again the same thing, the Bala Kaisel is a Seisa Kaisola. He has a right to be Seisa Kaisola. But Afal Pikein, there, he's responsible since there's no one else that's responsible for this bear, and he is a Paisheya in the Asiyas HaBer. As we started off the Loshna B'Teislit, Afal Pishezeha Seisa Nami Posha. But if there's a greater Peshaya, so we consider the Baal HaBer the greater Peshaya. If he's the only Peshaya, then he's considered the Baal HaBer. I'd like to see the Lashon HaRosh before we see Taisvitz. The Rosh is Perek Gimel. Sagt der Rosh, Amatnia Kaitzim Zchuchiyois Besaych Kaishalei Shal Chaveroi Ubo Bala Kaisel Besosares Kaisalei Im Hoya Kaisel Ruha Chayev Amatnia Nahavalei Lasuke Adaita. He should have realized the Kaisel Ruha Oimedis Lisoser V'yipel Rishus Harabim Uposha Bishmiris Nizokim. So Memela, he was a Pesheya. He should have realized that this is not a proper Shmire. So that is why the Bala Kaitzim is Chayiv. So now the Rosh asks a very interesting kasha. V'loidomi lemaitse ber megula. Fakta Rosh Akasha. What this is not similar to Lemaitse Ber Megula, Vitamamoy, Ruven Daga Ber Beshusaram. Shimon sees this Ber, and he fills it up. Vechaza Vechaforei, and then he digs it up again. There previously was a Ber. Then the Ber became Nistam, it was Nistalik Maise Rishen. And now the Sheini is Chayze V'Chayf, right? So the Sheini is Chayf. So the Rosh is asking a Moiradike Kashe. When the Baal HaKoytzim put it into the Kaisel, in this Matzev, the Koytzim are not capable of being Mazik. So the Kaisel we should consider Ke'ilu was Tomemai. There's no more Takol anymore. The Kaitzim in the Kaisel are not a Takol. Later, when the Bala Kaisel is Saiser, his Kaisel, so it's considered he made a Takol of Boshus HaRabbe. And in Emerson, the Gemara said, Mamish, this Dimyain, if Reuven put Golol Boshus HaRabbe, and Shimon lifted it up 3 tvachim, so it's called the Stalik Maiserishin. It is no more Atakola, Beshusarab, it's no more Beshusarab. And he put it down in the same place, so it's considered that the second one is Chayiv. The second one is Chayiv because he's considered a Koirei Boyer. He made the Boyer. And the first Boer was nostalgic. Frekte Rosh. The Matznia, he put the Koitzim in a Koisel, and a Koisel that won't be Mazik. So who was the one that made it back into a Boer? That's the Bala Koisel. So Frekte Rosh a Kashe. And well, it's very interesting how he asks the Kashe. V'leidomi leboitzi boir megule v'tomamoy v'chozo v'chafore depoto horishen v'chaye v'sheni. The din is that the rishen is potter and the sheni is chay. Af al gav do rishen osa boir. Even though the rishen made a boir, v'hocho rishen loy osa boir. So, Dachsamir Agavucha, we see from the Rosh, not the way we mentioned according to Rashi, that the Matzniya is called, he was Kaira Abir already. The Rosh says no. He says, he's asking a Kalvachayma over there, Reuven dug Abir. And then Shimon was Tomemoy, and then Shimon was Chozo V'chaforei. So Shimon is chayiv. He says, over here, Avogav, there the Rishon made a boil. V'hocha Rishon loy osa boil. He didn't even make a boil. Not that we were medayik from Rashi. So why is this, why isn't the second one chayiv? Mishim d'hocha hasheni loy osa maise sheroy elis chayiv. He says, you know why? Because the second one did not do a pu'ule, which is roitim imechayev him. Why? Ki sosar es kaisole. He's not considered a kairei boer. He soiser es kaisel, umemele naflu l'rshus harab. This is taksime like the loshen of the Tosfos read. He wasn't mashlich the kaitzim b'rshus harab. He was Isaac Besaych Shaloi, he was Isaac is Kaisel, and through the Stiris HaKaisel, it came out that Yena lost his Shmira, his temporary Shmira. But so Memele, it's not considered, so in the case of Tomomoy, the second one made the Boer. Here it's not considered he's making a Boer. It's considered the Boer came about through his Stira, but it's not called he made a Boer. And v'horishin have like ilu hishlichon l'rshus harab. And over here, the boil which ends up in the rshus harabim, it's like the rishin was mashlichet l'rshus harabim, k'moy avnoi v'sakino im asoy shenichoy b'reish gagoy, v'noflo beruach metzuye l'rshus harabim v'izike la'acha nefila. So Dachsach Mir, the Tosa Rosh means to say, just like over there, we consider, like we mentioned Tosas and Avheyamid Beis, that that what the Ruach Mitzuye threw it down into the Rishus Harab, is since the Meniach Ha'evan Agabi Rosh HaKaisel realized that the Ruach Metzuya will throw it into the Rishus Harab, is Ke'ilu, he was Mashlechit Rishus Harab. So Memele, that's how the Rosh Fataiches, the case of Kaisel Ruach. The person who was Matznia, his Kaisim and the Kaisel, it's considered he realized the Kaisel is a Kaisel Ruach. The Kaisel will not last too long. So Memele, he did not make a proper Shmire. This is like Avne v'sakine shenicha b'resh gage v'nofla b'ruach metzuye. So it is considered that what the Kaitzim fall b'rshus harabim is considered like he threw it into the Rishus HaRabim. The actions of the Baal HaKaisel is considered like a Ruach Metzuyah. Avol b'Kaisel Bori. But if he put it into Kaisel Bori, Potar HaMatzniyem, Shalai Posha b'Shmirose. There was no Pshia whatsoever mitzad the Bala Kaitzim. He put it into a Kaisel Bori. So he made a proper Shmirit. Kivin Shena Kaisel Oimidli Sosa. O Bala Kaisel Chayiv. So then, if there's no Pshia, Mitzad, the Bala Kaitzim, so then we reckon with the Pshia of the Bala Kaisel, the Boy Leiliuni. He should have looked and seen if there are Kaitzim there, and he's responsible for it, because he's the only responsible person in the Kriya of this bird, even though we could also say the same shtik teira that he says kaisole imemeleim neifel moshus harabim. But if there's no one else to claim responsibility, then the Bala Kaisel is responsible. Ube Kaisel Ruwa. Now the Rosh is going to ask a kasha, and Taisus asked this kasha. Ube Kaisel Ruwa lo iboi le liyuni velochush shema nosnoi shomok shahoya ha kaisel boi. Frek Taisus, the Rosh had explained very eloquently by a Kaisel Ru'ua the reason we're Mechayiv the Bala Kaitzim is because he was Peshaya Bishmiras Nezokov. And that is why we are Miyachas the Boyer to the Bala Kaitzim, who was Peshaya. By a Kaisel Bori, since there was no Pshia mitzad the Bala Kaitzim, so then the Bala Kaisel is responsible. That means, Vinish Vi, as we had mentioned in Taisus Reed, there is a Pshia from the Bala Kaisel also. But if the Pshia of the Bala Kaitzim weighs over the Pshia of the Bala Kaisel, so then the Bala Kaisel is considered the Kairabai. If there's no pshia from the Bala Kaisel, from the Bala Kaitzim, then the Bala Kaisel is chay. So now that Rosh asks Akasha, l'chayre by a Kaisel Ro'ua, the Bala Kaisel does not know when the Bala Kaitzim put the Kaitzim into the Kaisel. Could very well be he put the Kaitzim into the Kaisel when the Kaisel was a Kaisel Bori. And if he put it when it was a Kaisel Bori, so then your Pshia makes you a Bala Bori. So therefore, the Rosh is asking Akasha, even though now he says a Kaisel Ruwa, but he should be mistapik, but maybe I'm considered a Bala Bori. Maybe the Bala Kaitzim put it in when it was a Kaisel Bori. And if he did, so I'm considered the Bala Bori. My Pshia is the only Pshia in the Kriya of this Bori. That's the Rosh's Kashi. Leiboy, he says, Leiboy leiluyuni v'loch Hashem enos neisham v'shoya Kaisel Bori. Maybe the Bala Kaitzim put it there when the Kaisel was a boy. So the Rosh answers the Kivin, the Posha Hamatzniya Tchile Bishmiras Nezokov, Roi Lechayvoy Yoyser. So the Loshen of the Rosh is, that's true. The Bal HaKaisel should have thought, the Bala Kaisel should have thought, maybe I'm the Bala Boy. Maybe the Bala Kaisel put it in when it was a Kaisel Bori. That's a shtikel pshia mitzad the Bal HaKaisel. But lemaisa we are speaking about that the Bala Kaisel put it when it was a Kaisel Ruah. So weighing these two pshiyas, one against the other, we mikol mokim roi hamatznia lehischayev kiven sheposha af agav the Baal HaKoysel nami posha. That means that's true. The Baal HaKoysel was also a posheya by not thinking maybe it was put in when there was a Koysel bori. Now let us see the Lashon of Tosfos. I think Tosfos is saying what the Rosh said. V'chayi Baal HaKoysel. V'im toime, Koysel ruhu en nami iboile lasuke adaiti should have thought of shemo hitzniyom shom shahoya bori. So why isn't he also a pesheya? Because he put it in when there was a kaisel ruwa. Other rishonim wanted to say a different teretz that einach anami if it once was once a kaisel bori. So then the halacha is that. Then the halacha is, it was once a kaisel bori. So then the halacha is that the Baal HaKoysel is chayv. He was a pesheya by not taking away the kaitzim. He should have thought maybe they were stored here when there was a kaisel bori, and he's considered the pesheya. And therefore they say at Teretz, that the whole Gemara is speaking about, there was a Ruah Meikore, it never was a Kaisel Bori. So Tosfos says, you don't have to say this. Even though, we can say, even though it once was a Kaisel Bori, and even though the Baal HaKoysel was a Pesheya, by not being Chayish, that the Baal HaKoysel put it in when it was a Kaisel Bori, Afal Pikein, the Baal HaKoysel is a greater Pesheya. That is the yisod of the sugya. Now, I saw the Nachlas David is Medayik from Tosfos, which is a Meiridike Emes Hadiyuk, L'chayre. He says, but what would be if the Baal HaKoysel put it in when it was a Kaisel Bori? And now it's a ruwa. Now it's a ruwa. And the Baal HaKoysel should have thought maybe put in one as a Kaisel Bori, and he didn't think about it. So then he's a bigger Peshay. The whole teretz of Tosfos and the Rosh is that the Baal HaKoysel is a bigger Peshay because he didn't put it into a Kaisel Bori. He put it into a Kaisel ruwa. I just have a shtickle ha'ore on the Nachlas David, or perhaps this is on Tosfos also, which I don't understand. They assume that if the Baal HaKoysel put in the kaitzim when it was a kaisel bori, so he's not a pesheya. He's not a pesheya because he made a good shmira. So I don't begin to understand why should we say he's not a pesheya. If we are speaking now that this kaisel bori became ro'uah, so the shmira that he had made was a mukbal de kashmira. Shmira. That means if the normal lifespan of a kaisel bori is 10 years. So fine. He put the kaitzim as soon as the kaisel was made. Now it's 12 years after he put in the kaitzim. Now it's a kaisel ruwa. So here the Nachlas David says, l'maisa la'aloche, that in such a case, the Baal HaKoysel will be chayiv. Why should the Baal HaKoysel be chayiv? You are the one that put in the Kaitzim, so he made a 10-year Shmira, but after 10 years there's no Shmira. So I don't understand why the Nachlas David assumes that then the Balakaisos are greater Peshaya. Lochaira, the Balakaisim is the greater Peshaya. For 10 years there was a Shmira, but now, after 10 years, it becomes a Kaisalua. So it comes out, you only made a Shmira for 10 years. After 10 years, your Shmira is no Shmira, so you should be Chayiv. I also have a shayla. I don't know, Klo, what the din would be by a kaisel bori. Let us say if a person Reuven put kaitzim into a kaisel bori, and Shimon is seisa the kaisel bori, which our Gemara says that then the bala kaisel is chayiv. Shimon the bala kaisel is chayiv. What if Reuven is aware that what happened? He knows that that Shimon was seisa the kaisel. Who is responsible now to pick up the kaitzim? L'chayr, I could hear two tzadim. I could hear, good, you made a shmira. But now you see that the shmira ended. There's no more shmira anymore. So memela, so l'chayr, the bala kaitzim, if he's aware of it, should be chayiv to get rid of the kaitzim. I mean, l'maisa, you made a boir, and now you see your shmira was nostalgic. Or maybe we say, mitzad your pula, this never would have occurred. So we consider the bala kaisel the kaira boir, l'maisa. Now what these kaitzim are now Bershus HaRabim is a Yidei Kriyosai Shel Bala Kaisel. So I don't know clear what the din would be. Zog to Gemara Vaita, Tona Rabono, Chasidim Orishayim Oyimatzniyim Kaitzeisayim Uzchuchi Oyisayim Beseich Sod Oyisayim Umamikim Lohem Gimul Tvochim Kedei Shleyakev HaMachish. Chassidim HaRishonim made a harchok gedoyle that they shouldn't be masik anyone. They were matzniya koitzeisayim b'seich sodeisayim. The Muki Yosef says they didn't put it in the chatzeres because they didn't realize the chatzeres HaMakoymis, which are all to be dug up. People dig up things and make things in a chotzer. So it could be that they'll eventually be mazik. A soda that's oimed lezriye, so mistome, it will never become nizgala. U'mamikim lam gimel tfochim kadei shlo ya'akev ha-machrishe. It shouldn't stop the machrisha. And Tosva says, "Birishalmim vosh kdei shleitala machrisha." That means that they made sure that it was three tfochim deep, that the machrisha in the process of charisha, it never will be mala these kaitzim. Rav Sheshes shodi lubanura. Rav Sheshes destroyed it by burning them. Rovi Shodilei Lehuba Digelas, he threw it in the river. Omar of Yehuda, Ayman, the boy Lamevi Chaside, Lekayim, Mili Dezikin, he should be Mekayim, his Chasides, Bemili Dezikin, Ben Odom Lachaveroi, he should make greater Hachokis to ensure that a Hezek will not come about through him. Rava Omar Mili Diovis, Omri Lo Mili Debrochis. Rashi says, Digeles Chideko. There's a Psara Beinu Chananel here. The Beinu Chananel says, Mili de broches, kidoma osa la odom lehonis meilomaze belay broche. Chiyotzeboy. That's mili de broches. And so the Bichas Avrom asks that, so that's not a chosid, that's, a poshetid also not permitted to derive benefit. Perhaps the chassidus is, if he doesn't know the proper bracha, so b'di'evad ha-shahakol kimpata, so the shayla, what does he do? So, if he's not a chosid, so, I'm not called Moal, the Rabbeinu Yehine says, I'm not called a gazlan, I made a broche. I didn't make the proper broche, no. But I'm not a Moal. A chosid is not happy with such an anhoge. Calls man, he doesn't know what the proper broche is, he won't eat this machel. It's related that Sam Seifer never ate sugar, since there are Chiluki days what brocha should be said on sugar.